Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are excited about being here today. Today is Friday, and if you're in certain parts of the United States, you are experiencing never before felt temperatures. And even if the temperature has happened before, you've never felt it. That maybe in your lifetime, this is the hottest you have seen it in a while. Well, it's not the hottest that I've seen it, because I will never forget the summer of 1988. I will never forget it. It was July. It was so hot here in New Jersey. Oh, my goodness. I didn't think it could get any hotter other than hell. That was the hottest. I thought this place was smoking. In New Jersey, I remember we had a record-breaking high temperatures that year. I had never lived in an environment where they had to give extreme warning. You couldn't go out in the summertime. That was just unbearable to me. I want to be outdoors enjoying the extended long daylight hours, the warm temperatures. But here in New Jersey, we had hot, hot, hot. Well, here it is again. So they don't call it Hot July for nothing. But I know that. I've heard from other people in other states around the country. They are also experiencing record highs. So we want to encourage each and every one of you right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. We want to be an encouragement to you to keep yourself cool over this weekend and while we're under this hot bell or hot, whatever we want to call it. Do something to keep yourself cool. Drink lots and lots and lots and lots of water. Don't overdo it, but drink enough to keep your body hydrated so that you don't become dehydrated. and this might be a great time to eat lots of fruits and salads over the weekend. Try not to put too many foods in your system that causes your system to work harder. It's like your car. If your car was overheating, you wouldn't put it on the road and drive 100 miles, right? So you know your body, so don't put too much in your body this weekend to cause it to have to work overtime to digest the food. So try to eat light. If you have to eat fish, salad, fruit, you know, something easy, drink lots of those nutritional type drinks or shakes. Now, this also is a great opportunity if you're not used to eating those types of foods. Well, here you go. Here's a reason to have to eat it, and you might find out that you like something. Try to do some juicing over this hot, hot, hot weekend, so therefore your body doesn't get all worn down. Well, just like our body can get worn down by certain things that we eat, by certain things that we put within our body, certain chemicals, and sometimes these chemicals have a negative effect on us physically, emotionally, mentally. Well, guess what? Your life is like a body, okay? Just like your physical body carries you around, your bones, your tendons, your veins, and all the other parts in your body, it carries you around. Well, you carry your life around with you. Believe it or not, they're just like in the physical body, certain chemicals and things can affect you. Well, there are people that can affect you in a negative way. And we call these people toxic. Toxic people. How to spot them, signs of the toxic person, is what we're going to be talking about here on the show today. Now, you know, here on the Coach Lalisa Show, our goal, one of our goals, was we have several, two or three, not that many. But our ultimate goal of the show is to coach you to be empowered people. That's the goal of our show. We don't just coach people, you know, for the sake of it, for the heck of it, for the fun of it. But we're actually on a mission here. We do have a purpose. And our purpose is to coach you to empowerment. And the way we do that is by giving you the tools, talking about the tools, showing you where these tools can be found, so that you can go and work with them, implement them in your own life. So it's not probably the average type of coaching that you'll see, but it is certainly one that is very, very, very highly effective. Okay, so it's an empowering coaching. So we discuss the various tools that you can use to change your life. So let's just say you have some toxic people in your life. This could possibly be the reason that you're having a bad time in your life. You could be feeling depressed. You could be feeling sick. You could be feeling drained. You could be feeling that there's always some problem that's looming around you or waiting to happen to you. And it could just be the fact that you are in around toxic people. And then what happens is, you know, my mother used to tell me as a child, she would say, birds of a feather flock together. So I don't know where she got that from. My mother, she came up with a lot of things that I'm sure everybody's mother does. But, well, you know, my mother was a reader, so you'll hear me say that over and over. My mother, that's one of the things I remember about her the most. She absolutely loved to read, and she was always reading. And I say that because, you know, eventually when we go through life, we figure things out as we go through life. And I figured out why I didn't, you know, it took me really like up to the minute to figure out why I didn't like to read growing up. And that's because subliminally, I was being told that I was not a reader, though no one ever spoke to me as a child and said, Lalisa, don't read, don't read. Not verbally like that, they didn't say it. But subliminally, the message was coming to me that I wasn't a reader, even as a little kid. And so why? Well, because I had two pictures. I had my mother and my father did live there. And so I had mother and father. And everybody from the time I can remember, being a little girl, who knows, age two or so, everybody always told me, you look just like your father. And not only did they say you look like your father, they back then, or at least in the crowd I was around, they actually said I was my father's child and that Beverly was my mother's child. Now, Beverly is my sister that I host a radio show with on Sunday. Some of you met her in person from some of the events that we've done, and she's come here to New Jersey and things like that. Well, they told me that I was Jesse's child, because that was his name, and her name was Barbara, and they said, and she's Barbara's child. And so, you know, you tell this to a child, and child is, you don't know how that child is going to internalize that. But I don't remember, you know, thinking that my father was a reader. As a matter of fact, we have been told that he was a high school dropout, that he did not finish high school due to whatever. You know, we weren't really given the specifics of why he didn't finish school, so I know his mother was sick and passed away when he was a little boy. I know his father had some different, you know, businesses. Maybe he had to quit to work in the business with his father. I'm not sure. It was just him and his brother. And so I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's because he was rambunctious. And my daddy was like a busybody, too, like me, meaning a body that's busy doing things, not like busybody meddling in people's business, because I really don't care to do that. But busybody meaning a body that's busy, active. My father was high energy, so I don't know if he didn't finish school because he didn't take the time to sit there and finish his work, or if he went into the military. I'm not quite sure. But what I do know is that I was told that I was like the person who didn't read and didn't graduate high school, whereas my sister was told, and regardless of what she heard and how she internalized it, it's how I internalize it. So I internalize that, well, you're not like Barbara. You're not even her child, basically. So you don't, you know, you're not going to be like her. You're not like her. You don't have her qualities, her characteristics, her personality. And I don't know, that's the closest, that's the only reason, that's the closest reason that the Holy Spirit has revealed to me so far as to why. So I say all that, even though we're going to be talking about toxic people here today, I have to say that that is one of the reasons that when I see people, you know, who have children very young, and please be careful what you're speaking over these children's lives. And I know the Word of God tells us our life, there's life and death in the power of the tongue, and that what we say is critical. Tells us that is very plain. It can't get plainer than that. But yet, we constantly hear adults say to little children, you're this, you're that, you're this, or you're that. There's nothing wrong with it if at the end of the this and the that is nothing but positivity. But when there is negativity at the end of the this and the that, that's when it's a problem. So, nonetheless, you will have to deal with the problem, you, they, and whatever. So that's why we have to have books like Release Your Power and Nobody's Business and 8 Steps to a New You and Lose It Before You Lose It. We have to have these kinds of books. Why? Because after all the damage that is done by adults to children as they're growing up, not just their family, we know it can come from other adults in the society that can also harm them, teachers, counselors, doctors, people in the church, anywhere they're around adults can say things to them that can direct their lives. So we need books like this for those individuals because sooner or later they're going to grow up and they're going to need to know who they really are, because so many things were spoken over them that had no clue as to about who they really are, meaning the power of God that is really inside of them to make them great. To make them great. So that's what we're about here on the Coach Lalisa Show. We are about making people great, not rich. We're not here making people rich per se. We're not here making people famous. Okay? But we are here to make people great. So one of the things we want to talk about today is this topic of toxic people. And so one thing can happen is that you could be so inundated with toxic people in your life, and it could be that you're attracting them, and it could be, why are you attracting them? Like attracts like sometimes. So it could be that we're attracting them because we're toxic, and it could be that even if we didn't start out toxic, but because we stayed in the toxic person's presence, whether at work, whether at home, whether in some other way, we become like the toxic person, and now we're toxic. So either way, it's important to know signs of toxic people and also to have some strategies to end it, meaning get them out of your life, get rid of them. Now, there are some effects, negative effects of toxic people. For instance, toxic people can damage our health. They can be very emotionally draining. It could be very stressful. We know stress can definitely lead to cancer and other diseases. And so any opportunity to cut stress out of our lives, we want to do it. That's why God told us to be content in all situations. So we want to get stress out. We want to be peaceful. We don't want to have stress. We just know that stress is something we want to get rid of. But, I mean, there is some healthy stress and there is some good stress, but all of the negative stress we want to get rid of. But some people may feel as though to get rid of these toxic people, that it's a selfish. They feel that it's selfish to get rid of them. Maybe it's your close friend. Maybe it's a close family member. Maybe it's even your spouse. And like we said, it could even be yourself. It can be toxic to your own life. Okay? And certainly that goes without saying that if you're toxic to yourself, you're probably toxic to others as well. So it's very, very important as we move through the month of July, as we move through, for some of you, if you're with the Women's Empowerment Book Club, good morning, and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. You definitely want to move away from toxic people. If you are from the Essex County Domestic Violence Advocacy and Witness Program Training, good morning and welcome. Glad to have you here if it's your first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show. If you are from Project Jumpstart, good morning. Project Jumpstart, you are starting some stuff and you are jumping way ahead of your times, but you all are doing great and we look forward to the awesome day we're going to have today. Project Jumpstart in Jersey City, love you. So whatever group you may be from, maybe you're from the Lavender and Lace group right here in Newark, New Jersey. Awesome. Maybe you're from the Hawkins Street School. You know, it's all the places where I've met people over the past years. Maybe you're from Seton Hall University, the Little Misses. Maybe you're from that group. Good morning, and welcome. Maybe you're from California, Info Rhythms. Very, very powerful woman out there who had us into the company there as we were doing a show of one of my popular shows that I love doing, which is on bullying in the workplace, and cyberbullying. So anyway, we're going to be talking more about that later. But today we're talking about these toxic people, people that can drain you emotionally. And eventually, life, your physical life. If you stay too emotionally disturbed, eventually you will be disturbed physically. Now, toxic people can be part-time kind of toxic people, or they can be full-time. But I don't want to be a toxic person, and I know you don't want to be either. And you certainly don't want to be around toxic people because, again, you run the risk of becoming like them, or you run the risk of just really having a very, 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 very bad time. So what are some of the signs? I know you're, like, anxious to hear what some of the signs. Well, maybe not anxious, but that's why you tuned in, right? Because you want to hear some of the signs. Well, we want to welcome those of you who are on the switchboard. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Don't know if we have a caller on the line, but let's check. Caller Marvin, you're on the air with Coach Lalisa. Did you have a comment or a question?
Hey, yo, I've got a question, actually. Can you hear me well?
Well, actually, I don't know if that's going to be okay. So, anyway, we're back here. Good morning, good morning. Yes, yes. Kiva, good morning, Kiva. I see you there in the chat room. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the show. And let's see, so we were talking about, I think I lost that caller. We were talking about signs of toxic people. What are some of the signs of toxic people? Well, the first sign of a toxic person is that they're all take and no give. Okay? All take and no give. That's one of the first signs of toxic people. They're all take and no give. And that's because toxic people think that it's all about them. They don't have time to hear what you have to say. They don't have time to go with you. They don't have time to be with you. So that's one of the main reasons that toxic people are definitely draining you in that sense. All take. It's just one of the signs. Now, how bad is a toxic person? There could be degrees. So you have to look at a combination of these eight things. If all eight are in place, that means absolutely get rid of them. If maybe one of these things is there, you might want to work around that. If that person is a close friend, a loved one, a family member, possibly even a spouse. You can look at it. You can, you know, look at a degree. You can look at a degree of toxic people. Now, the other thing you're going to look at, too, as it relates to toxic people, you're going to look at, you're going to look at, I'm having some problems here with the chat room, with the switchboard, it looks like. So toxic people, then, are people also that love to put other people down, okay? When you are a person and you love putting other people down, that means that's no good, okay? We shouldn't be putting other people down, see? And sometimes we say things and we don't even realize it, that just that quick, a slip of the tongue, has put that person down, injured them, even hurt them. Believe me, you, I've done it enough times in my own life. And it's a place where I'm trying to move far, far, far away from. You know, it's like, remember Snow White, and you hear those stories, far, far, far away, and never, 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 never land. Well, that's what we're trying to do as it relates to being a person who would put others down, that I want to move far, 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 far away from that. Now, a quick tip that can help you, because I'm also using it, and I'm going to be practicing it even more, great way to move far away from negative, from putting people down, is to not talk as much. So when we don't talk as much, when we're more quiet, then we can say less offensive things to people. And that, I find, is going to be a very, 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 very big help. So I don't know if that's helping someone else. I believe it's helping at least one other person. So you got 8 ways to spot toxic people. Okay. Another thing about toxic people is that toxic people, they make others feel guilty. You know, those people that just make you feel guilty. And now we know there's no condemnation, right? But why is it that some people can just make us feel guilty? Okay? So that right there is another sign of toxic people. So right there, you got how many signs already? You got 3 signs so far. People that make us feel guilty. You want to be able to spot these people. You want to get them out of your life before they totally drain you of all of your energy, and therefore you can get nothing done in your own life. And remember, you have a purpose to live. You have a mission to carry out. You have assignments to get done. You don't have time to be slowed down, held down by toxic people. So we got to get them out of our lives. Now, the next thing that you will find, we're working on 4 things now. The next thing is that toxic people are gossips. I want to spell that with the capital G. The capital G. Being toxic is another way of being, is where people are being very gossipy. And people who like to gossip, they don't realize it. Okay, they don't know it, possibly. But it is true. It is true. And toxic people will disturb your peace, and you don't want that. You don't want that. You want to get away from them, okay? You want to get away from toxic people. You want to get them out of your life. Get rid of them. If you can't get rid of them, then what you need to do, if you can't get rid of toxic people, then you need to be able to ignore them. Like, say, for instance, it's your husband or your wife. Okay, maybe it's your supervisor, but you can't get rid of them. If you can't get rid of them, then you know what? Try to minimize the amount of time they are with you, okay? And the next thing, I got one more. Let's see, not one more, but we have 4 more, right? So I'm talking this morning about toxic people. They're everywhere. They're all over. You can never, ever, ever totally get away from them. That's why I'm giving you these signs to help you so that you don't become one and that you're not affected by one. Okay? Awesome, awesome, awesome. Number 5, toxic people, they constantly complain. Let's stop the complaining, people. We don't want to be toxic people, do we? No. And we don't want to be around toxic people, do we? No. So we have to get away from them. We have to minimize our interaction with them. And if it's a very, 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 very dear friend that you want to help them and you feel that you can, you've been effective in helping them with some other issues in life, direct them to this show. The show is listed on the page, and you can take them to getting, The show is called Getting Rid of Toxic People. You can send them to the page. They can listen to the download, because the download will be there for a while. So you can listen. You can have them listen to the archive. They can download the archive and they can listen to it. But you definitely want to. You definitely want to do that. And like we said, there's a. This is just want to take us a little break and tell you about some of the as we're before we go into the next the balance of them.
I was being toxic. I was just being myself.
being ourselves, remember, we're a culmination of our thoughts. Remember, we ask you, who are you? Who are you? And in answering that question, some people say, they give their name, they give all these things. Well, no, you are the product of your thoughts. So if you have negative thoughts, what's going to come out of your mouth is going to be negativity. So talking today about 8 signs of toxic people. Now, another sign of toxic people, so we talked about they're all taking no give, putting others down, making others feel guilty, gossips, constantly complaining. Now, that is definitely a no-no. I mean, sometimes I find myself trapped in complaining about something. But you've got to not do that. We've got to not do that. In order to manage our lives, in order to really be empowered, if we're really going to release our power, we must be able to manage ourselves. And managing ourselves is definitely managing what we say. The Bible says, the well-managed person, this is what the Bible says, the well-managed person is the person who can manage their own mouth. Now, I didn't say it, God said it, so don't get mad at me. I'm just repeating, I'm just restating, rephrasing, putting it a different way. But he said it, that the best-managed person is the person that can manage their own words that they say. And believe me, I understand this challenge a little bit better than I did before in my life. I've heard the scripture, I've heard the teaching, but it's nothing like getting a revelation on something. You can read scripture all day, and it can mean nothing to your life until you get a revelation. And I would hear preachers preach on that in some churches. They call the church the revealed word and all of this, and because they understand the importance of getting a revelation. And I heard a woman say it one time, and I was like, okay, that's good, you know, but what does that really mean? And now I know. You can know something and know, but if you didn't get it revealed to you, it's like, in other words, the way I look at it, the revelation is like a pure, good, really understanding of what it means, a very, very powerful comprehension, you know, like comprehension at the 100th level. It's like an aha moment, or it's like the light bulb goes on. That's what they mean by getting a revelation on it. It's basically an aha moment or the light bulb going on. That's what that's like. And so I got a really good aha moment as it relates to what I say. Our words, yes, we've heard it said that our words have life and death. Our words have power. So constantly complaining, not good. Not good. Another sign that we might be a toxic person or that we are around toxic people is that we can only criticize, can never compliment. Everything's a criticism. Signs. If you just tuned in to the Coach Elisa Show, good morning and welcome. We're talking today about eight ways to detect, basically, a toxic person, whether it's you, whether it's someone else, the sign is a sign is a sign is a sign. So it doesn't matter who it is. We're not here. You know, I'm here to help. We are here. This is the Coach Elisa Show. Our goal is to help people become great. That's all we're here to do. We help you to either become great, stay great, and help to make other people great. But how can we make people great if we are toxic? We can't. I can't. You can't. No one can. I love coaching. I love now my new role being a domestic violence advocate and victim assistant. I love it. But how can I help someone if I'm toxic? How can I sit across the desk from a woman and begin to try to assist her in a toxic relationship, basically, if I do not deal with my own toxins, if I do not make sure that I'm not going to be all taken, no good, putting others down, making others feel guilty, gossiping, constantly complaining. And now here's number six, only criticizing. How in the world am I going to have that role? You know, all day I'm dealing with women trying to help them move from dependency to self-sufficiency. How am I going to do that if I'm toxic myself? So, you know, it's like when you take those body cleansers and you want to detox. Like some people, before they go on a cruise, right, they know they're about to eat a lot of good food, and they paid a lot of money for that food, too. So what do? They detox before they go. They get all that stuff out of their system. Even like if you go to the doctor, if you're going to have some type of surgery or something, the doctors will have you maybe not eat certain kinds of food for 24 hours. Sure, there's other medical reasons why they do that, but I'm thinking even spiritually, you know, that you want to get your body clean and sufficient. People who fast before they go to preach because they want to detox. They want to go on a spiritual fast. They want to be, they want to be clean, so to speak, of any toxins that they may have picked up during the week, during the month, or what have you. And so it's the same thing with these toxic people. Before we call ourselves ministers and preachers and pastors and business women and business men, mothers, fathers, how, when we're full of toxins? And the toxins come out just like the toxins in our body will show up through things like diabetes, high blood pressure, and other kinds of diseases and illnesses. Just even overweight, this toxins just laying in our system, showing us that there's toxins there. We need to get it out. So we need to get out toxic people in our lives. And if, again, we need to get out any toxic behaviors, okay? So here's number seven. We're almost done. Look at that. Can you believe it? We're almost done. Yeah, and criticizing, you know, when we criticize people, what are we doing? We're leaving them powerless. We're stripping them. We're basically depleting them. We're rendering them vulnerable. We're rendering them vulnerable. We only criticize. So actually, I can't wait to get to Project Jumpstart today because I'm going to go over these. This is what I'm going to teach today to Project Jumpstart. I'm going to teach those. So when these ladies get on the job, and there's a couple men, boy, oh boy, oh boy, employers are going to be calling me up. I already know it. I'm already seeing how it's going to work. Employers are going to be calling me up right and left. Wow, this is an awesome person. This is an awesome worker. What are you all doing over there, Project Jumpstart? They're going to be, I already know it's going to happen because it's, you know, it's good teaching. That's all I can say. It's good teaching. Now, number seven, they create negativity. Toxic people, whenever they're around, there's going to be a stir of negativity. And again, I know I've been there, done that, and I'm trying my best. If I haven't totally moved on, I'm moving on. Let it be known, I'm moving on. Because I don't want to be that person, and I don't want anyone else to be that person as well. I know I've said some negative things to people. I've done some negative things in my life, but we're moving on. You know, they say when you know better, do better. It's really that simple. I don't need to write President Obama and tell him about, you know, what I've done. You know, you repent, you turn, and you do it differently. That's all, which is what repentance means, right? It means go another way. It's not just about saying I'm sorry. That's good. That's not real repentance. Real repentance is going another way. You turn from here to there, from left to right, from north to south. You do a 180, not a 360, because that's putting you back in the same. If you do a 360, you're right back where you started. So you don't want to do a 360. You want to do a 180. That's half a circle. Whole circle is 360, half circle, 180, okay? In other words, you do an about face, as we would say in the military. Do an about, well. So, here's the thing. Number seven, toxic people create negativity. You're always going to be negative. If you see the glass half full, they will see the glass half empty. If you see the skies are blue, they will try to convince you that the sky is gray. If you see that the sun is shining, they will try to show you that it is cloudy. These are the people, when you see them at work, you say, oh, good morning. And they say, their response back to you is, what's so good about it? You know, come on. The top of the morning, you're talking like, wait a minute, isn't it 9:05? And we got to be here to 5 o'clock? And this is how you start your morning? What does that say about the rest of your day? If you start... Toxic people are everywhere. They're always negative, never anything positive to say. Nothing but negativity. And again, don't try to figure out how they got like that. More than likely, it's all they know, it's all they've ever heard, their own life. Nothing but negativity. Or they heard it somewhere and fell in love with it and decided they would be negative too. So even if they didn't grow up, but more than likely they grew up around it somewhere, some kind of way. And they said, oh, I like that. I'm going to be the same way. I mean, there could be some truth to the fact that they have some natural abilities to be toxic, but most of it they got along the way. So they're very negative, always something negative to say, nothing positive. Again, these are the people in the top of the morning. They're like, you're like, oh, good morning. They're like, what's good about it? You're like, wow, what happened to them, you know? And they used to always crack me up, people like that, right? Or they might say, you know, you might say, oh, you know, boy, sure is hot out there. I know, this heat killing me. Okay, wait a minute. All right, it's killing you when? Today, tomorrow, next week, can I get your job? You know, I don't know. If it's killing you, you know, if it's killing you, can I get your job? That kind of thing. But so we got to stop saying that these things are killing us and all of that. So now I have one more. So that was seven. We went through seven, believe it or not. So if you just tuned in, we're going through the eight signs of toxic people. Number one, they're all take and no give. Number two, they put others down. Always putting someone down. Oh, he can never be nothing. She'll never be nothing. She'll never have anything. And then number three, they make others feel guilty. They love to gossip. They know everybody's business but their own, you know, that kind of thing. They can only criticize. They constantly complain. They can only criticize. They create negativity. Now, when you create negativity, it's one thing to be negative, but to be negative, but boy, when you create it, I'm telling you, those are those people that at the top of the morning are saying to you, what's good about it? That's the person that's more likely to create negativity as opposed to it just befalling on them. They're going to actually, they're starting something already. Or the first thing when you get to work, the first thing they want to do is tell you about some issue that is not important at 9 o'clock in the morning. Maybe it's a good issue for 1 p.m., but it is not a good. So they want to hit you with something negative first thing in the morning. So and so said your report didn't look right. What in the? Did they accept the report? Did they make the plan? So why do I care if it didn't look right at this point? You see? Okay, number eight. The last one, the last of the eight, number eight, the last of, I like the number eight. Eight and fives are good. Eight and fives are good. Like eight, like five. Okay. Number, the last one, number 8 is that they will suck dry your energy. They will suck dry your energy. They basically will suck your energy dry. They will suck your energy. They will drain you. Negative people drain you. At the end of the activity, at the end of the day, at the end of the time that you are around them, you will feel weak. You will feel weak, possibly sick. You know, you just feel a little ill. You may feel tired. You'll feel drained at the end of the meeting, the end of the conversation. The end of the conversation, they added no life to you. No life, no joy, no peace. At the end of the conversation, if you feel a little ill, if you feel, you know, a little off kilter and you didn't start out that way, if you hang up and feel like, wow, what was that conversation all about? You know, what was that? You know, I've had those, and I've been that. I've been that person on the other end. They probably said, what the heck did Lalisa just say? So I, believe me, you, I am very sensitive about this topic. I've done it myself. I've been that person. I know it. I don't necessarily need anybody to tell me, though somebody did tell me, the Holy Spirit. So it's okay. Sometimes we worry about telling people things that, oh, should we tell them? Well, just pray about it. The Holy Spirit, if you don't want to tell them, the Holy Spirit will tell them. You know, I do that all the time. You know how we do that. We want the Lord to talk to somebody. If you can't talk to him, the Lord ain't scared. The Lord has nothing to lose by trying to convince someone of an issue. And so we just thank, you know, we thank God for how he brings us to understand more and more of ourselves. See, we said releasing that power. I'm telling you, that book really has an effect on you. The book says 8 strategies for becoming who we really are, okay? And we want to be women of power, men of power, men empowered, women empowered, and we, you know, just want to get it out. We want to get it out of us. Anything that is not like him, we say it all the time. Lord, remove anything from me that's not like you. Well, none of these 8 things is like your Lord, okay? All take and no give, absolutely. He's the exact opposite. He's all give and no take. As a matter of fact, God is the exact, isn't that something? He's the exact opposite. The exact opposite. He doesn't put others down. He lifts people up. He doesn't make others feel guilty. He says there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. He's not gossiping. He's quiet. He's quiet. He's certainly not complaining, ever, ever. Only speaking joy. Everything is yea and amen with him. Never criticizes. He tells us, you can do it. I can do all things. You're more than a conqueror. There'll be more with you than with them. He's all, you're great and fearfully and wonderfully made. I know the plans I have for you. Never criticizing. Always telling you how great you are. Never creating negativity. Always creating an atmosphere for you to succeed, to be a success. He says that there is no temptation that has taken us, but such as common to man, that he will always provide a way of escape. He tells us that he will always cause us to triumph. He's not negative saying, oh, you can't do that, you can't do this. He fills us with great power and energy. Oh my God. This is like, God is so the opposite of a toxic person. So I didn't even think about that when I was doing some research online and came across these points and, you know, put them in my own words. I just took the main points and then, you know, added my own piece to it. But I never thought of it like, wow, this is like so the opposite of everything that God is. So no one can dispute whether it's wrong to avoid toxic people, because God is not in this at all, period, end of story. He's just not there. you could almost say, if you were doing a sermon on fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, meekness, gentleness, faith, long-suffering, hope. If you were doing a teaching on that, then you could come back with, and these are the signs that you're not walking in the fruit of the Spirit. If you love and meekness and faith, we're not going to be saying things to put others down. We're not going to be saying things to make people feel guilty. Wow. See, put together a whole sermon series right there for you, Minister Pat. I know you're going to take, I want you to take, go with it. And she's a, Minister Pat, y'all, let me tell you, she's an excellent, excellent, excellent teacher. I know sometimes, you know, she says, oh, Minister Lalisa, you know, it was nice meeting you, Coach Lalisa, and, you know, you're helping me get out in front of people. Well, trust me, she didn't need my help. She is a phenomenal presenter. And, but it's just funny how God can use things to put people together. So since she thought like that, she was, you know, met me and, you know, said, okay, I want to stay connected to this woman. But she didn't need to be connected to me. I mean, you know, she didn't, God used it to connect us. But she doesn't need any training from me. She is really, really a very dynamic presenter. And she's definitely, I can see now why, you know, people call on her to do seminars and to preach and things like that, because she's very, very, very good. She's very good, and she's very easy to listen to. So she thought she was taking lessons from me. Now I'm going to be taking lessons from her. So anyway, it's been great. It's been real. I know we only have a couple minutes left to the show. Don't forget to tune back in on Monday. Don't forget to stay very, very cool this weekend. It's supposed to be very hot for some of you in various. Some of you, it's like this, you know, if you were in Vegas and some parts of Texas and other parts of the country, you're used to dealing with temperatures, 120 and what have you. Well, for some of us, we're not used to that. We're used to the 80s and possibly 90s, but the 110. So that's what we're going to experience over the weekend. So they tell us. So we look forward to it. Some of us will look forward to it. And some won't. But if you have air, try to stay in. I know, let's pray that there's no brownouts, because that's the other challenge with the high, high temperatures. Everybody's got their air conditioners running, and things can happen. So let's pray we don't have that challenge, and that we can get through it, and people find alternative ways to stay cool without having to run the air, like go to a nearby pool, go to the mall, it's a great time to go see that favorite movie, because you know, the movies are always nice and cool. It's a great time to go to the mall, take the children to the mall, walk around the mall all day. You don't have to buy anything, just buy little things, little soda here, little ice cream there. But the malls are big. The malls have lots of air, so they're nice, as opposed to walking around the park. And, you know, children, they love the mall anyway. So find activities like that to do. Or maybe you go to, like, the, well, I don't know about the zoo, but the zoo, there's a lot of ghost world, but there's a lot of water around. So everyone, have a great weekend. Don't forget, mark your calendar. Tuesday, we're going to be doing the third stop on our social media tour for the book Release Your Power right there on LinkedIn. So please go sign up for your LinkedIn accounts now so you can join us for the tour. Follow us on Facebook, where you can get some more updates. Is happening and what's going on. Well, it's been great. It's been real. Don't forget, your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams. You are great. Happen.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.